It is time now for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill, checking in with folks just across the county line to catch up on some of the top headlines over there each weekend. Joining me on the phone today from the Chatham News and Record is Victor Hensley, heads up the sports coverage for the newspaper. Victor, thanks so much for taking the time to rejoin us here on the Chatham County Roundup. How are you?
I'm doing great, Brian. How you doing?
I am doing all right. I'm looking forward to school being back in session because it means that sports season is really picking up, of course, on the college level following UNC in Orange County, but plenty of stuff to catch up on the high school level, too, both in Orange County and in Chatham County. There's been kind of more chatter around high school sports in North Carolina than normal this offseason. It's because of some discussions that are happening at the state legislature level regarding the governing body for high school sports in North Carolina. Can you fill folks in on what's going on there, Victor? Have you guys been doing some coverage around what's going on with the High School Sports Association?
Yeah, it's been a little bit of a mess over there. Republicans in the General Assembly aren't really a fan of the NCHSAA right now. And they really haven't been for a while, but this is kind of, you know, all coming to a head right now where recently there was a revised bill introduced, the House Bill 91, that essentially, among other things, kind of potentially paved the way for the NCHSAA to kind of be dissolved and kind of get rid of the NCHSAA and get rid of the association in place of a 17-person committee that would kind of be appointed by different NC politicians, the governor included. And so basically there's been discussions here over the last couple of weeks where they're trying to figure out, you know, is there a way for these two groups to kind of get along? And a lot of this kind of stems from the legislator not really being a fan of the kind of the way that the association's finances are working and the fact that they're a little not being as transparent as the legislator would like with their finances. There was an independent investigation recently where they kind of found out the association, their total assets are worth $41 million, which is more than any other state athletic association in the country. And, you know, among other things, kind of the Republicans kind of say, you know, there's a little bit of a disparity as to, you know, how this money is, you know, being dispersed amongst different schools and different regions and things like that. I mean, it's not looking too great. However, they recently did have a closed kind of sit-down meeting. I think it was last week on the 28th. And basically the, you know, people involved in that meeting kind of said, we're kind of moving towards something better. And maybe the NCHSAA won't be dissolved after all. But right now it's kind of up in the air as to whether, you know, the 108-year reign of the NCHSAA is kind of going to continue after this year, essentially.
Have you been speaking with folks on the local level to get their perspective on this? What are folks in the Chatham County school system saying about this? Are they a fan of the NCHSAA, or are they thinking it might be time for a change?
Yeah, that's the thing, Brighton, is that of the people I've spoken to, which has mainly been, you know, especially athletic directors here in Chatham County, nobody's in favor of the association being dissolved. I think it would kind of raise a lot more red flags and question marks than solutions it would give. From what I've heard, I talked to Northwood athletic director Cameron Vernon a few days ago, and he basically said, there are things that the association does that we don't necessarily agree with or love. However, they do also a lot of really good things for us athletic directors and us high schools and provide a lot of good resources for us. So it doesn't seem like anybody really wants the NCHSAA to kind of be dissolved. I know high school OT actually did a survey of athletic directors. I think they sent the survey out to 427 ADs, and only, I think, 230 responded. But of those 230, 86.1% of them said, yeah, we'd rather have the association stay instead of be dissolved. So it really just seems like the only people that want this are some of the Republicans in the General Assembly.
We're speaking with Victor Hensley, who's the sports editor for the Chatham News and Record. Check out their website, chathamnewsrecord.com. And, of course, new newspaper editions out every Wednesday. The high school sports season, I mean, it's just around the corner now, Victor. I imagine most of the teams having tryouts, getting their seasons going with classes going to be right around the corner before long, too. We've talked in the past about COVID and hoping things return to kind of a more normal year, but you just did a write-up on the Jordan Matthews Jets soccer team and their head coach, Paul Quadros, who folks might know in the Chapel Hill community, of course, being a UNC journalism professor, too. What can you share about that story and kind of the perspective that Quadros was able to give to you about trying to have a more normal season for the students?
Yeah, I mean, first off, I want to say, you know, I think a lot of people in the kind of the UNC community, especially the UNC journalism community, really respect Paul, love Paul, great guy. He was the first person to kind of participate in the new series that I've come out with called The Clipboard, which is basically every week we talk to a different Chatham County coach and kind of, you know, get their perspective on what's going on with their teams, kind of what's happening and, you know, what they expect to happen in the upcoming season, things like that. So I talked to Quadros last week. And he basically seemed like he was pretty hopeful that everything's going to, you know, be back to normal. I know last season was, first of all, it was insane because so many sports were going on at once. You know, a lot of sports were being played out of season. It was just basically a mess. I know last time I was talking to you, I think it might have been football season. And having football, you know, in March, February, things like that, just it doesn't feel right. And the same thing for men's soccer, which is actually starting up here this fall. Instead of, you know, being in the spring with a lot of rain delays and weather postponements and things like that. But as of right now, I know the association actually came out and said that they're not going to have, as of right now, they're not going to have any restrictions, COVID-19 restrictions, things like that. So it doesn't seem like anything's going to be out of the ordinary. And I know Quadros is kind of saying that exact same thing. So I think he's pretty hopeful about, you know, how you know, his team's going to go, how the season's going to go, all that good stuff. And I think me and you can kind of both agree that we're finally excited to see real high school sports, nothing crazy going on, just normal, regular high school sports. I can't wait. I'm excited.
It definitely gets more exciting that the community is able to rally behind some more things, especially in Chatham County and Orange County, where there are so many good competitive teams. It's definitely fun to see. We're speaking with the sports editor for the Chatham News and Record, Victor Hensley, and we've got to begin to finish out the conversation here, but we still have a little bit more time. Victor, wanted to give you a moment. Is there anything that you can preview either coming out in this week's paper or some stories that you're working on looking ahead, getting into the season that you want to give the listeners a little taste of, a little preview?
Yeah, of course. You know, one of the things kind of we just talked about was the NCHSAA stuff. I've got a column coming out on that this week. But my main story, my main centerpiece this week is about a 19-year-old from Pittsburgh. His name is Emmaus Holder. And he actually just got back from a cross-country cycling trip, which I cannot even fathom. I don't think my body and my legs work that way where I can ride a bike across the entire country. But it was a 4,300-mile trip for him from Topsail Beach to Los Angeles. It was a really, really, really cool story. One of the main reasons why he did it is because he's kind of an advocate for fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, which I go a little bit more in depth in my piece. But basically, it's a really, you know, it affects a lot of people in the country. I think it's 5% of all children actually have FASD. And he kind of, you know, went across the country, talked to a lot of people who either, you know, families of people who have FASD or researchers or, you know, organization heads who kind of, you know, advocate for this kind of thing. And basically the entire trip was, not only was it a cool trip for him to kind of get out and see the country and things like that, but it was also kind of doubled as a research trip, which is, you know, really cool to see. And I'm excited to read his work that kind of comes out of that. So that's the main centerpiece for this week. We've also got another clipboard, the second one with Woods Charter cross country coach Karen Hawkins, which is actually a really fun conversation, and also an update on Seaforth High School and kind of how their summer's been going. I know they're starting up their first athletic season, and their first everything. They're a new high school in Chatham County. I'm starting up their new stuff, you know, here in a couple of weeks. So I mean, it's a really exciting edition this week. I hope everybody checks it out. I think there's a lot of good stuff, and as always, I had, you know, a lot of fun working on it.
Excited to see what the difference of a new high school and, of course, those sports programs coming in is like. I mean, Seaforth, I imagine, just kind of slots in with everything else, but have you heard about any sort of kind of changes in terms of conference schedules, people having to make different plans or things looking different because they are now adding a new school to their program's schedules across many sports?
A little bit. So the good thing is for Seaforth is that this year is actually the scheduled conference realignment for the NCHSAA. So luckily, a lot of teams were kind of moving around and shifting different conferences anyway. But this year, with the addition of Seaforth, there's actually going to be the conference they're going to be, that Seaforth is going to be in, is going to also have Chatham Central and Jordan Matthews. So they're actually going to be kind of reuniting in this conference in 2A. It's actually going to be a split 1A, 2A conference. But it's going to be a really exciting to kind of see all these Chatham County schools battle it out when previously, you know, these last few years, all the Chatham schools have been in different conferences, aside from the two charter schools, Chatham Charter and Woods Charter. But luckily, I mean, it doesn't seem like anything, you know, is too crazy with Seaforth kind of coming here. In here, it seems like they're going to kind of, you know, fit right in. And I'm just really excited to see, you know, where they're going to go. They're going to have varsity sports this year for all sports except for football, for clear reasons, because they're actually only having freshmen and sophomores this year. So without upperclassmen, it's kind of hard to, you know, have a football team. But other than that, it seems like they're kind of ready to go. And it seems like the AD over there, Jason Amy, he's all gung-ho about it. So they've done a lot of really good things over there at Seaforth, and I'm really excited to kind of get over there and see a couple games.
Their mascot is the Hawks, and it's very encouraging to me that they went with a logo that's different from the many Hawks or like Falcon logos that we see around there. I see a lot of teams kind of recycling logos that pro teams have, but this one is pretty unique and wholly their own. So very cool to see that. Well, as always, you can check out the Chatham News and Record on their website, chathamnewsrecord.com, and you can check out, of course, their new newspaper editions hitting the stands tomorrow and on Wednesdays each week. Sports editor Victor Hensley, thanks so much for the time, man. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it.